Okay, hello everyone. This is Reverend Amber Swell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for the fourth call for Tap Into Your Divine Business. I'm really excited about this call. I love this particular subject. Actually, I love all of the subjects, but this one is near and dear to my heart. We are going to talk about your divine offer today, and divine offer in respect to the conversation that you have with people, not the structure or the package that you put together with for your clients or your prospective clients. Rather, this is about really that process that you take them through so that you can offer your services to them. We're not going to go into the details, again, of what your offer actually looks like. But rather this process that you take them through, and who are you being? What is that, you know, what are the inner conversations that you have around offering your services to the world? How do you show up, both in a conversation or before and after a conversation? That's really, really important because your people are looking to you to be that leader. So a little bit of housekeeping before we get started. Everybody's on mute. If you want to raise your hand to either ask a question or work with me, star 2, okay? Number 2, if you are raising your hand, please be aware that either, 1, you have needed to have already signed a release form, or 2, you are agreeing that you will sign a release form. Okay, number 3, get a piece of pen and a paper because I didn't provide the handout just yet. I'm working on it. I didn't finish it. So you'll want to have, you know, unless you're listening to this later, in which case, no worries. You'll have the handout. And 4, go into the Tap Into Your Divine Business Facebook group because I'm going to be asking questions and you'll want to be answering the questions in there. All right. So this is really exciting. I love this conversation because, to be honest with you, once you know who your divine client is, which is what we did a couple of weeks ago, once you understand who your market is, right, which we did last week, and once you're, you know, getting clearer about your money, and believe me, this is an ongoing process of getting clear about your money, your next step is really, yes, putting together an offer where there's, you know, that's your package, or if you're still doing one-on-one single session, no problem, that's great, that's your offer, right? So the process then that you find your clients and you get connected with them and you enroll them, if you will, into themselves. This is not about you enrolling them into working with you or into spending money with you. This is really about them stepping into the possibility that they themselves see and you hold the space for, the energetic space for. And that's really powerful. It's really, really powerful. This is why I call these the actual strategy session itself a sacred conversation. It's a deep, rich, powerful, intimate conversation where you're holding with them their vision, their dream of whatever it is that they want, whether it's better health, whether it's a soulmate, whether it's a great relationship, whether it's powerful, you know, connection with themselves, whether it's, you know, connection with the divine and their intuition, whether it's a powerful business. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is that you are holding the space for, that you're holding something very sacred when they're sharing with you in a strategy session or a discovery session. I'm going to call them strategy sessions because that's what I typically call them, and it's easier for me. If I have to go back and forth between strategy and discovery sessions, it's going to get confusing for me. So I want to just be aware that's the language I use. But some people call them sales conversations. Some people call them discovery sessions. I call them strategy sessions because really, in essence, when you come together with someone and have a conversation with them, you are strategizing with them or discovering with them, whatever, about what it is that they're looking for, about what they want, about their dream, and you're holding the space for them to say yes to assuming that within your integrity, it is something you can help them with, obviously, right? So somebody's not going to come to me for losing weight. Let's just be real. They're not. And I'm not going to say, hey, I can help you with that, because that's not my genius. However, I do know people who will do that and help them, and they, you know, and they're very good at it. So I would refer them to them. But if they're coming to me for getting their spiritual gifts out into the world, their healing gifts, their spiritual connected gifts, their intuition, their, you know, their coaching services out into the world, I'm right on it, right? So, all right. I want to invite us all to just take a nice deep breath in, including me. And get very clear about what you want to have some clarity around during this conversation today. During this, we're going to do a lot of tapping, we're going to do a lot of laughing, we're going to do some, you know, a little bit of training. I did a lot more training last week than tapping. This week I'm going to go back to more tapping than training, but you got to know that, you know, one, they go hand in hand. So for me, I want to be very clear that if you guys get the power and the sacredness of a strategy session and understand that when you, excuse me one second, that when you have a conversation with someone, thank you, when you have a conversation with someone, that you are, it's not about you, it's about them, and it's about the deep connection between the two of you and the connection with the divine and what is possible. I will be so happy, because you'll begin to transform your relationship with a strategy session, with offering your services to your people. And when you can transform that relationship, you'll feel more confident about offering your services. You'll feel more confident in those conversations, but you'll also feel more confident when you market. That, to me, is ultimately where it's at, because that, of course, you then have client fulfillment, et cetera, all of that, client care. But we're talking about the point at which someone is enrolled enough in themselves to say yes, especially when they've been saying no for so long. No, I can't do it because I don't have money. No, I can't do it because I don't have time. It's not the right time. Oh, this isn't, you know, I'm afraid. Oh, what if I fail? What if I don't do this well enough? What if I can't? What if you can't help me? You can help all these other people, but you can't help me, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And when they move past all of that and they say yes, there's something so powerful and so magic that happens. It's truly a transformative moment in their lives and in yours. And that is the sacredness that I refer to, that I talk about. It is not about you pushing anybody or selling anybody, ever, ever. And all of you know this, because none of you are pushers, and, you know, you don't go out there and push your services on anybody. It's just not who you are. But it is a connecting conversation where they connect with their vision and they move through their fears enough to say yes. That is powerful. We are enrolled all the time. And, you know, if you just watch TV and watch conversations between people, you can watch how people get enrolled to one another's conversations all the time. Or you could say, well, you know, if you're asking your spouse to fill up your car with gas, or your teenager to clean up their room, or your, you know, 9-year-old to do their homework. You're always enrolling. We're always enrolling or being enrolled. It's just that when the stakes get higher, it gets a little more scary. So we're going to talk about risk. We're going to talk about these different processes that we take people through to get them into a really great conversation in the beginning, right? So one of the things that people ask all the time, and they ask me all the time, is how do you get strategy sessions, or how do you even get someone to have these conversations? And my answer is, you ask them. Now, I get that there are processes, there are ways of doing it, there are ways of inviting, right? Of course there are. But the reality is, many times you don't have because you haven't asked. I had a conversation with a private client a little while ago. About 6 weeks ago, I issued to my diamond clients, my private clients, a challenge. We called it the 4-in-4 challenge, 4 clients in 4 weeks challenge. And when I did this, we did some strategies, some accountability, all of this. It was just a little bonus that I wanted to, you know, play with them on and see what happened. And this client shared with me that when I gave that to them, she just felt like completely overwhelmed. She said, but here it is 6 weeks later, and I am actually reaching out, and I'm having 10 conversations a week with people, and I expect that I will be enrolling people into working with me. She said, I felt so overwhelmed in the beginning, but the structure and the system that I invited them to integrate into their business transformed everything for them. And so I want to say to you that part of it is just because you don't have a system for asking people, right? You don't have a way to get them enrolled into talking with you or working with you. But that's simple enough to resolve. You just have to learn how to do it and then start applying it. So the process is, first of all, you find people that you really are interested in, that you like, that you'd like to have a conversation with. And you think that maybe they might be a good potential client. And then you invite them to a strategy session. Or you invite them to have a conversation with you first. And then during that conversation, you see, is this someone I'm interested in having a further conversation with? That is my preference. You have one conversation first that's short and sweet, and then you invite them to a longer conversation, because you and I both know that the strategy session is a much deeper, richer, more energy-intense conversation. And so, first of all, you don't want to do that with everybody, right? You want to do it only with people who are really, you've decided they're good prospective clients, and they have an issue that you can help them with. So first of all, connect with people and then invite them. And then you want to take a look at who are you being in these conversations, right? Many times, in the beginning, I was really scared, right? I was like, ah! I was really scared to have these conversations with people because I was like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do, right? And I'm sure that some of you feel that same way, and that's fine. That's part of the process, right? So you begin to understand, first of all, what you're going to be looking for, what you're going to be saying. I have messed up so many times in strategy sessions. It's part of the journey, right? But I will also say that I've done very well as many times in strategy sessions. So more times I've messed up, way more times than I've done well. And that's okay, because ultimately that's how you learn. Because each time you have a conversation, you really take a look at, what did I do? Who could I have been? How could I have handled it differently? What could I have said differently? Did I coach them during the conversation or solve their problem, which I so did, and that's so not what you want to do. And then, or did I just keep asking questions to help them find their own way and offer them my services. So, all right. So I want to stop for a second, see if anybody has any questions, star two, if you do, before we move on to the beingness and the doingness strategy session. Hi, Carol. Yes.
Hi. I have a question.
Yeah.
You said that you give out the answers sometimes instead of letting them come and asking you to be coached by you. I have an issue with that because people want to know what a dream means, and so I give it to them.
No.
Because it's, I mean, what can I, you know, it's like, well, duh, this is how I earn my living, please schedule an appointment. That's not in my nature
right.
to do that, and I think we probably all have an issue with that.
Yep, I'm sure we do.
I mean, you know, I say, okay,
even I do. I would raise my hand. I just had it a few weeks ago when I was at the pool. There was a doctor there, a holistic doctor, and he's, like, asking me questions about building. And I'm like, oh, well, you need to do this and this. Yep, I do too, right? So I had to, like, stop, right, and say, well, look, this is what I do with people. And so in answer to your question, first of all, you are going to have to get a little bit tougher. Now, you don't have to say your dream means this, but you can say, let's see, how could you handle that? That would be a really good one. Let me ask you a question, Carol. Are the people who ask you, are they serious about learning? Do you teach them how to interpret their own dreams, or you do it for them?
No, I teach them how to.
Okay.
I'm a big teacher of how to.
Okay, perfect. So really, in essence, it's like if I tell you what that dream means, then, you know, that's a whole process of uncovering. It's going to take us time, right? That's like somebody saying, Ann, can you look at my webpage and tell me if that's a good website for me? I'm like, wait a minute, you know. That's, you know, we're talking about 3 months worth of, 6 months worth of work. Are you kidding me? You know, seriously. So in many ways, it's the same thing. When someone asks you about a dream, really, you have to get to know who they are, how they receive information, right? How they experience their dreams, there's a lot of stuff that goes into interpreting a dream. Right? Yes, no?
Well, basically, I'm knowing about them and their lives helps.
That's mean, right?
Sometimes I get it right off the top. I just know what. Well, actually, I was at the WPN conference a week and a half ago, and this woman shares a dream with me, and I give her one idea. And then I go sit down, and it came to me. While I'm sitting there in the conference, exactly what I meant. I went back and I told her, and she said yes. And I knew nothing about her life. But it usually helps to know what's happening, absolutely.
Okay, so, well, in essence, let's just see if we can get a quickie answer for this, to some degree anyway. Part of it is a boundary thing, right? Part of it is just us, we really like to be helpful, we want to help someone. But the reality is, her learning about how to interpret her dream herself is going to be so much more helpful than you just, it's sort of the feed a man the fish, you know,
right,
for a day,
mm-hmm.
So then teach him to fish.
I use that analogy all the time.
Good. Okay, so really what you're asking me is how do I declare a boundary around this? And
yeah.
Part of it is you just have to say, listen, this takes some time to go into, and sometimes I get it right away, but sometimes I don't. It's really like a reading. So how about if we make an appointment and talk about this further? So this is when then you have a strategy session with them. You don't have a dream interpretation session. If they want to pay you for the dream interpretation session, great. But if they want to learn, then during the strategy session, you can learn whether they actually want to learn about how to interpret their own dreams. Or if they're just curious, because some people are just curious, right?
Right.
They're not really
that
serious about it. You're looking for the people who are serious, correct?
Yes, yes, who really want to know. I mean, I'm working with a wonderful woman, and she's just growing by leaps and bounds because she's understanding her dreams now.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful.
Yeah, because now she's receiving that information from the divine and through her dreams. So that, of course, she's growing by leaps and bounds. Yeah. So in that right there, that's the transformation that you provide people.
Interesting.
And that, I don't think, well, you might be, you know, planting a seed with someone when you help them with that. Ultimately, what you're teaching them to do is fish for themselves, right, to really connect with the divine and be able to access that information for themselves, that higher part of themselves.
Right. Well, they can access a dream, you know, comes in all different ways, and you have to connect the dots or connect the symbols with what's going on in your life. And she's doing that now. She's being able, in fact, she even brought something out to me the other day, so I know she's learning. So it's good.
So in answer to your question, it's about boundaries and you saying, you know, being a little bit tough. It's a little bit firm. It feels uncomfortable because you haven't been practicing it, but I bet you when you take it a little more seriously, they will too.
Interesting. Yeah, to me it's not because I give the answer right away, then why the heck am I needed?
Yeah, exactly. Well, because you're, I think that you're not holding it for the bigger picture, the bigger transformation, which you just said. And that, and thank you for that. I'm going to put you back on mute, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much, Carol. Great, really great question. A lot of us deal with that. You know, I shared that I even deal with it at times. So really the question then is, when you get someone into a strategy session, so for example, in this situation that Carol is talking about, one of the things that she would be wanting to say to that person is, listen, I can answer this question for you right now, but in all fairness, that's not fair to you. I think that, are you interested in learning how to interpret your own dreams, or are you just looking for a quickie answer here? That might be a way for her to define whether or not someone is seriously interested or just looking for a quickie. And if you're sitting there with someone at, you know, say the WPN or some other networking event, and you get that opportunity, you can always choose to say, well, this is the quickie that I would get. This is what I'm getting right now. But I got to tell you, there's so much more to this. And are you really interested in learning how to do this yourself? Because if you are, I can teach you. But this is not the time or place. So let's set up a time for us to talk about what that would look like. How would that sound to you? So it's in many ways, it's you're saying something very nicely. It's, you know, you're being the leader. You're also declaring a boundary. But you're also sharing a little bit of what it is that you know so that they go away feeling, oh, that was really juicy. Yeah, I would really like to learn more about that. Or they can tell, oh, you know, I had that dream. Remember I was telling you about that dream? This girl, when I met at the, you know, at this event, she was telling me that this is what it means, and that's really cool. And so they were like, oh, I want to learn more about that. Suddenly you've got referrals, right? So really the thing is asking people. But you have to know really what your transformation is. Like when I just talked with Carol, what she's really helping people get is that connectedness to the divine. She's helping people understand their own downloads and being able to interpret their own downloads. Because my download will be different for yours. What I get, maybe in the same kind of format, will be a different interpretation because it means something different. Something else is going on in my life than it is going on in yours. So you want to know what your transformation is that you help people with. Because when you invite them into having a conversation with you, that's when they are going to be interested and enrolled in what's possible. That person may very well be very interested, number one, to interpret her own dreams, but number two, how to access her own information, her own downloads. Okay. So once you get them into a strategy session, what are you going to say to them? So let me just say what you don't do, you don't coach them. And believe me, this is a hard thing. You want to fix them. You want to make the pain go away. You want to make them be okay. You want to help them. Don't do it. Because let me tell you that the reason that they will want to work with you is because they want to get their pain resolved. And if you fix it for them in this little session with them, they're going to go away feeling better, but their real issue isn't resolved. For example, someone comes to me and says, I want to get more clients. And so I give them, you know, XYZ way to help them get more clients. Well, I promise you, they've still got a whole lot of other stuff around building their business, around getting clients, around marketing their services, around knowing what to say, around knowing how to help themselves build their business, systems, whatever, fill in the blank. Getting clients is just one little piece of building their business. So if I teach them how to do that or tell them how to do that in that one little session, they're going to go away feeling better, like they have hope, et cetera, but their whole issue, which is really the business, is not resolved. So I'm doing them actually a disservice by doing that. That's huge, really and truly. So don't be fixing, coaching, or resolving their problem on the strategy session. What you want to do is ask questions. You want to ask questions about what it is they want. And some of this is really about you stepping into being the leader and saying, listen, we're having this conversation because, you know, we met at this such and such event, using Carol's example. We met at the WPN event. And you asked me about your dreams, and you were interested in learning how to download or how to access your own and interpret your own dreams, because when you do that, you're able to blah, 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 right? So she fills in the blank. So let me ask you a question. Why do you want that? So that's your first question. Why do you want that? Actually, your first question is, what do you want, right? For me, it would be, what is it that you're looking to do in your business? What do you want? And if they say, well, I want to make, you know, $500,000 by next year, I ask them, well, what are you making now? And if they're saying $10,000, you know, $10,000, I'm going to say, all right, well, let's bring that, you know, it's possible. You'll really have to hustle. You'll have to do a lot of stuff to do that. But let's look at this as, what is it that you really, really want? And tell me why you want that. Why do you want that, that vision? What is that? What is that? And then you want to ask them, what happens if you don't get it? What happens if you don't create it? Because that's where you've got to, you could ask them why they haven't created it so far. And actually, that's a really good question. Let me just write this down. I forgot to add that one. Why haven't you created it? And let me tell you what's so powerful about this question. They will tell you all their reasons why they haven't created it. And what you're going to hear there is then later repeated when you offer your services. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. It's too hard. It feels too big. It feels like too much work. Those objections are going to show up if they show up here with why haven't you created it. And you don't have to be rude about it. You just say, listen, let me ask you a question. Why do you think you haven't created this yet? It's a very beautiful question. And when you're being taken through this process, I promise you it is so powerful. So you ask that question, and they're going to tell you what's going on in their lives that they haven't been able to do that. And just write them down, because I promise you, you're going to get them again later. So then you ask, well, what happens if you don't create it? And that's when you're going to find out how urgent it is for them, how important it is for them. Because if they get present to why they haven't created it and what happens if they don't, like, for example, I've heard umpteen times, well, I'm going to have to go back to work. If I don't create my business, I'm going to have to go back and get a job. Well, tell me a little about that. What would that be like for you? Why don't you want to do that? What would be so awful about that? I love my freedom. I don't want to go back to work. I don't want to have to go back and find a job and go somewhere 9 to 5 and get dressed up every day and do my hair and makeup every day and be, you know, have my time not be my own, right? Those are a lot of the reasons. Well, so how important is it to you to actually do this then? You're asking really the same question, but just in a different way. And then, all right, well, look, I've got something that I think will help you. Would you like me to share it with you? Would you like to hear it? Rarely are you going to get a no, really. If they're really present and you are honest with them straight up, they're going to be open to hearing what you have to offer. And that's when you work, you stay focused on, yes, you offer the program, but you also stay focused on the transformation the program's going to get. All right, so I got to tell you, you know, this right here is a big thing. Learning how to do a strategy session and doing it well. But if you stay focused on these questions and then offering, you're going to find that you're going to have some success with people signing up with you. And especially if your price points are lower and they like you and they have already seen you somewhere. For example, you know, they heard you speaking somewhere or they met you somewhere and they like you and they want to get to know you better and they like what you have to offer, etc. You'll have a lot of you'll have some success with this and people say yes, all right? So let me ask you some questions and see who among you has questions about what I've said or alternatively issues or fears or concerns coming up for you around this conversation, right? All right, well, let's go into the Tap Into Your Divine Business Facebook group, okay? Hang on 1 second. Let's come in here. All right. I'm going to type in this first question. What are your fears and concerns about offering sessions to your prospective clients? All right. And let's see what you guys have to say about that. And while you do that, I'm going to go get more water. I'll give it a minute. Okay, so Bridget, thank you, Bridget. You said, how do you actually get them to commit to the process? All right, Bridget, I'm going to unmute you so I can ask you a little bit more. Is that okay? Bridget?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay, so tell me what you mean by that. And listen, the rest of you guys, put your you have no problem offering your sessions to prospective clients, which is great. So maybe it's not a good question. Maybe I have to figure out a better question. Bridget, tell me a little more about that. How do you actually get them to commit to the process? What is the process that you're talking about?
Well, I think I'm new in the my primary income is as a loan officer, and I'm working towards doing some classes for financial wellness and that kind of thing, where I'll be able to at least let them know that I'm a loan officer. But kind of on the side, I am doing getting more involved in tapping and working with different folks. And I had offered, as an example, a woman who was really struggling with one of the same health programs that I'm on. She was really struggling, and I said, this is something that I've been working with for a while. I'd love to be able to help you with it. And she said, so we had a great session, and she really appreciated it. It was good practice for me. And then she said, I checked in on her, and she said, well, I don't want to take advantage of you. I would want to pay you if I were going to continue this. And and I said, well, I'm still kind of, I've been doing this a long time, but I'm still kind of practicing. A normal session would be, typically it's I think I gave her a range of like $60 to $100 a session. And she didn't even respond. And it was like, I even told her I wasn't charging her that. I just, she asked the question, I said, here's the numbers. And it was like, she just kind of went, oh, I'm not doing that.
Well, what was it that you did with her in the session, and what were you? I think I'm confused as to what you're even offering.
Well, what we were talking about was in this particular issue was emotional eating,
mm-hmm.
And she was talking about how she really is struggling, and we went through and we talked about different ways that she was struggling. And we ended up doing a session on some cravings.
Mm-hmm.
And and I said,
was this tapping, Bridget?
This was, yes.
Okay.
So we worked on the cravings. She felt very good. She, we got it. There were a couple of the things that came out as a result. And I said, you don't have time, obviously, to go through everything. But I said, if it's something that you'd like to continue working, I would love to offer that as a service, just because I hate to see people struggling. And it also gives me good feedback and information so that eventually I'll be able to help more people.
Right. Okay, so your question is, how do you get them to doing it?
Yeah, to actually saying yes, I'm willing to spend the money. In this case, I didn't even ask her to spend any money, but how do I get? Because I think one of the issues that I've always had was that it's very easy for me to give to others and to spend time, money, effort on other people. But when it came to making the commitment to myself and my growth and my health, it took me a really long time to do that. So I'm trying to figure out how I help people to get to quicker to the point to realize that they deserve the help.
Okay, so two things. One is you offer the help to people who want it. Who truly want it, that's just a reality, seriously. It could be she's not ready. You gave her enough. You seeded something, but this is, in many ways, forgive my words here, in many ways, it's a numbers game. You
okay.
are sifting through the people to find the people who are actually motivated and interested and want to do that work. What you probably did was deep, and it probably scared her, and she was like, oh, and it also could be that she's busy, and she just didn't get back to you, and, she needs you to follow up with her. That's very possible as well. you don't know, but you may be making up stories about what actually is going on with her when you don't actually even know. It could be she just is really incredibly grateful for the session you had. Could be she's very busy. It could be she's scared to death. It could, you know, like all kinds of different could be's, right? So,
okay.
You know, if you want to keep working with her, follow up with her again and say, hey, look, I'm checking in with you. I want to see how everything is going. But, you know, let it go from, like, detaching, but just stay in contact with her. And number two, keep practicing with other people, because you'll find the people who really do want to work with you, who want to do that work, who are going to be committed to the process. But sometimes you just have to sift through. You may have to go through 20 people before you find one person. And I'm not kidding about that, especially in the beginning, because what you're talking about is that's deep work that you're doing, you know, working with someone on their cravings. You know, that's deep stuff, yeah. And not everybody's ready to go there.
Gotcha.
Right, and it could be she needs to, you know, she needs to find her way a little more. Who knows? Who knows? There are all kinds of possibilities, right? But the thing is, with you, this is different from, in some ways, what we're talking about, because you're giving her a free session and you're learning more about how you help people and how to help others with that. I would offer people, you know, a three-session free offering. I mean, I did free sessions in the beginning, too. I really did. Back in the tapping days, back in, you know, intuitive reading days, all of that, I did a lot of free stuff. Because it gave people a chance to get to know me and get to know who I was. But I began to learn that ultimately is not, once I learned what I did, which is what you're still learning, meaning what the transformation is, what the process is, what, you know, how I take them through, how I could speak about what I did, et cetera. Once I learned that, I then did differently in sessions. Like what you're still doing is a whole session with someone, right?
Right.
Rather than offering, yeah. And so you might just set it up from the beginning if you want to do three sessions with someone, if you know that it's going to take more and you want to work with them, say, listen, I'd love this in exchange for a testimonial, right? Someone will be submitted and they'll know straight up it's going to be three sessions or five sessions or whatever. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you.
For that. Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. Okay, so we also have another question from, not a question, but a comment. Emily, knowing that it's a process and it can take a few sessions, most people only order one session. I'd like them to buy a package. My fear is about explaining what I do or how it works. It's something, yeah, I can understand this. It's something that can be experienced, not really explained. Totally get that. So, Emily, part of what you are going to need to do is to define what the transformation is. What is it that your people get as a result of the sessions? And it's not the process you take them through, but rather it is the what they get as a result. So because people don't buy, say, EFT or Reiki, although they like it, and they will, you know, go to an EFT person and a Reiki person and a, you know, all of that. What they're looking for is what's on the other side of the session. They're looking for feeling better, feeling relief, feeling, you know, less addicted to food or more free around food or having more freedom around stress so that they can go and live their lives and go do their things. So you want to look at what are the transformations that you are providing your people. That's what they're wanting to come in for, and that's what they will pay a package for. I kid you not, because that's what they're looking for. Okay. Joanna says, giving too much in that free session that they don't sign up, I just took care of their problem. Yep, exactly. Also, like Bridget, might attract the ones who want freebies. Yeah, you will. I mean, I still do that at times. Okay, Nanette says, I realized I'm having the personal conversations, wonderful conversations with potential authors for my book product, but I haven't done strategy sessions for individual book editing or coaching. I tend to be uncomfortable with things I haven't done yet. Yeah, we all do. I love that, Nanette. Fear of stumbling through it, not knowing what to say, And I know it will take practice. Yep, it will. And that was great. These are great. Okay, so let's go on. Really good. I want to address something. My particular group of people, the healers, the intuitives, the spiritual entrepreneurs, coaches, many of you guys, one of the big things is I need more training. I need more certifications. I need to get certified in X, Y, or Z. I once had a client who had, I believe it was 50-something certifications, which just shocked me. We always laughed about it. It was really cute. I have probably, I don't know, 7 certifications. And, of course, I always think, oh, I'd really love to learn this or I'd love to learn that or whatever, you know, because we all want to learn and keep growing and learning and all of that. So, and that's great. But I want to tell you this. The certifications are not going to make you good enough. They just aren't. So part of your work is going to know that what you know right here, right now, is enough. It really is. And working with people is what is going to make it enough, all right? So I don't care what it is. If you have a not good enough conversation in your own head, I'm not good enough, I'm not whatever enough, you're going to have a problem getting clients, because until you address that piece, you're always going to be challenged with it, okay? Then just know that, be aware of it. We're going to do some tapping on that good enough, because that's one of my things that I had for years and years. It still comes up for me. You know, it's in, I believe it's EFT World or one of the, you know, babies of EFT World, they call it a core belief. And that, you know, we all have them. We all have our own core beliefs. And whether it's deserving or good enough or whatever, you know, the core belief is for you, it will show up every time that you step out to do something. Mine has, and I've had, you know, it's like Paul Simon of Simon and Garfunkel, you know, started that song with, "Hello, darkness, my old friend." You know, well, that's kind of what this is. It's your old friend. You know, just be used, just find ways to recognize it and to know how to soothe it, because it will, and it will get quieter, by the way. It will, it's not always going to be screaming. It will get quieter and quieter and quieter. But you want to be sure that if you've got bright, shiny object syndrome, which means, oh, I want to take this class. Oh, I want to do that. Oh, I want to do, you know, I promise you it's coming from this place of, you know, not good enough. That's different from, I've been wanting to take this class, I've been guided to take it, it's been coming to me for years, or whatever, you know, it's here in front of me, I have the opportunity, I want to take it because I want to learn more about blank, right? Like, I love Donna Eden's stuff, I would love to take her class. So I'm just giving that, but I keep putting it off because, like, I don't have time, right, to go learn that. So I'm just saying two very different things, right, two very different energies. Just be sure you're coming from the energy of expansion, not the energy of I'm afraid because I'm not good enough. All right? So that's all I want to say about that. Okay. So let's do some tapping, shall we? I want to see who wants to work with me live. Star 2, raise your hand, please. That would be fun to do. Oh, good. Here we go. Linda, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, got a couple people raising their hands. Woohoo! All right, go for it, Linda. What's going on with you? Tell me what's up in your world.
Well, I just typed this in, and it's so exciting to actually get to talk to you now that I'm not on Facebook with you here.
I know, right?
Yeah, hi. So mostly I just got an opportunity to work with you and to do some tapping. I just left my full-time job to do life coaching and workshops full-time, and I'm busy navigating, and I'm feeling a lot of expectations that I should be already launched by now, and some of that comes from an internal push, some of that comes from external, I just like to tap on being present with this process. I think it sometimes feels like if I were announcing that I'm opening a restaurant and people are saying, well, we're ready to order, and I'm saying, but I don't have the stove yet. I haven't started serving food yet, but I'm still trying to go ahead and pass out hamburgers anyway.
Right.
So I'm going to just tap on being present.
I love that. So let me ask you a question. Because we can tap on being present, but I want to know why you're not present. Because that's where we're going to start, right? Why?
I just left my full-time job, and so I don't have the pipeline in place. We're designing my logo right now, designing my website.
No. Those are not why you're not present, because you can be present and have all of that. I want to know why you're not present.
Present. Why am I not?
Your word, not mine.
Okay. Because I feel like I should be more ready than I am.
Okay. Good. And I should be more ready than I am because...
I got to make some money fast.
Okay.
I did volunteer for this, didn't I?
It's called a hot seat, man. Turn up the flame.
There we go.
Good stuff. No, seriously. Okay, I should be more ready than I am. I got to make money fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just left my job. So... why do you think you have to have a logo in order to make money?
I don't think I have to have it to make money, but I do need it to go ahead and get my business cards printed so that when I'm out networking and I just went to an awesome grand opening, I just went to a big thing, and I don't even have a business card to hand them.
Do you get business cards from other people?
Yes.
Okay, good. Are you following up with them?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you really don't need business cards. So what else?
Well, let me just digest that.
All right, let's all tap. Hey, just everybody take a nice deep breath because we're like, what? What? I have a business card. What? All right. I can feel it. Sore spot or karate chop, whichever one you want. All right. I got to make money fast.
Gotta make money fast.
I should be more ready than I am.
I should be more ready than I am.
I jumped in the deep end of the pool. What was I thinking?
I jumped all the way in the deep end of the pool.
What was I thinking?
What was I thinking?
I'm learning this really quick.
I'm learning this really quick.
All right, start tapping. Launched by now.
I should be launched by now.
I should be more ready than I am.
I should be more ready than I am.
I gotta make money fast.
I gotta make money fast.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It really is okay.
It really is okay.
I can follow up with people.
I can follow up with people.
I can offer them my services.
And offer them my services.
I can find places to speak about what it is I do.
I can find places. I have places to speak.
There you go. I have places to speak about what it is I do.
About what it is that I do.
Yeah, it's just about putting in systems in place so that I can get clients in the
door. Systems in place.
So I can get clients in the door.
So I can get clients what?
In the door.
In the door.
So I can start working with people.
I can start working with people.
So I can start making money.
So I can start making money.
Yeah, this is very exciting.
Yes.
Some of it's panic.
Say that again.
Some of it is panic.
Some of it is panic.
And some of it is excitement.
And some of it is excitement.
I already have things in place.
I already have lots of things in place.
So it's okay.
So it's okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Is this your decision that you should have been launched by now, or is this like someone else's belief, or do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't think it's mine.
Okay.
Because I've saved for this, and financially I'm really okay. I just feel this pressure that I just shouldn't spend that money. I should just make more money, new money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if I just keep tapping. So if I were opening a restaurant.
So if I were opening a restaurant.
I shouldn't spend money on the stove.
I should not spend money on the stove.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
That's just ridiculous.
Maybe I could just outsource someone else, you know, someone else's stove.
Yeah. I'll just put them on the grill in the backyard.
Put them on the grill in the backyard. Yep. I wonder if maybe. I have it a little backwards.
I have it a little backwards.
Or a lot backwards.
Or a lot backwards.
Maybe it's okay.
And maybe it's okay.
To invest money in the stove.
To invest money in the stove.
Maybe it's okay.
Maybe it's okay.
To invest money.
To invest money.
In my new business.
In my new business.
Not be panicked.
Not be panicked.
About the time it takes.
And not be panicked about the time it takes.
To figure some things out.
To figure some things out.
No, I shouldn't spend money on the stove.
No, I should not spend money on the stove.
Because if I spend money on the stove.
Because if I spend money on the stove.
Happens. What's the bad, big, bad, ugly, hairy thing that will happen if you spend money on the stove?
I'm going to run out of money fast.
I'm going to run out of money and there won't be any more money coming in because this is all there is.
This is all there is.
There will never be any more coming in.
There will never be any more coming in.
So a stove is a bad idea for a restaurant.
A stove is a bad idea for a restaurant.
I really shouldn't spend any money on a stove.
I really should not spend any money on a stove.
Let me just keep handing out the hamburgers.
I'll just keep handing out bologna sandwiches.
Maybe that's not quite what I want to do.
Maybe that's not quite what I want to do.
I want to have a little bit more reputation for my restaurant.
A little bit better reputation. Well, and that opens another layer.
Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah.
Multi-layers.
I'm afraid the momentum of people who are believing in me will, they'll go away. They'll go find someone else while I'm over here buying stoves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I got to do it all now.
Got to do it all now.
Got to be perfect.
Oh, shit. Got to be perfect.
Because if it's not, they're all going to go away.
Because if it's not, they're going to all go away.
Go make their own bologna sandwiches.
They're going to go make their own bologna sandwiches.
Oh, I really am between a rock and a hard place.
I really am between a rock and a hard place.
I wonder if I can just relax.
I wonder if I could just relax.
And allow it to take the time it takes.
And allow it to take the time it takes.
And also, get my act in gear.
And get my act in gear.
Recognize. That this is a whole new journey I'm on.
This is a whole new journey I am on.
One I've chosen.
One I have chosen.
And one I'm ready to take.
And one I am ready to take.
One I've been guided to.
One I have been guided to.
And if I have been guided, the way must be there.
The way is there.
Exactly. And so I choose to see the way.
I choose to see the way.
I choose to follow that way.
I choose to follow that way.
With faith and trust.
with faith and trust.
Okay, nice deep breath. Does it feel a little cooler, calmer?
Yes.
Okay. I don't expect that we've taken care of everything.
Well,
don't
it
worry.
Does. It comes and goes. And,
yeah.
And then I remind myself, oh, this is okay. And then it comes back. And,
yeah.
And it goes and it comes. Yeah. And that's
good.
Okay.
It's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. I'm going to put you back on mute. We have four
Thank
hands.
You.
I can't believe it. Yes, you're welcome, Linda. Yay, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much. Thank
Big steps,
you.
Yeah. You go, girl.
All right.
Before I move on, I want, and I will get back to you. We'll get to you guys. I promise. Okay? But I want to, last week after our call, I thought about the Divine Business Club, right? And I thought about, I went to sleep that night and I was like getting downloads and I've just been pondering this whole thing all week. I was like, fine, you guys, because I was just part of me that's like, oh, come on, this is a really good offer. It's perfect the way it is. And it's like, no, let's add in something because first of all, the Vine Business Club is really awesome. It really is. There, 2 90-minute calls a month. One is on training and one is on tapping, and you get some access to me as far as the coaching and question and answer. You get the Facebook forum, which is really awesome. You get 15% off on any programs coming up. For $37 a month, it's just like, in my opinion, a no-brainer. But then I was like, well, I offered the Divine Client Attraction Kit, which I think is really awesome, that has, the whole training on Divine Client Attraction, one on your divine target market, but the affirmations on divine client attraction, and an ebook on secret ways to energetically connect with your clients before you ever meet them, which I think is just a really great book. And, that was a bonus for people who've paid in full. But guess what? I was told to switch that up. And I'm, one of the things about being an intuitive is that when you're told, you take the action and you follow it, right? So I'm doing that. So the Divine Client Attraction Kit now is going to be available for anybody, whether you sign on as a full, full and pay in full member, or if you sign on as a, on your month at a time member, that's fine either way. But here's the thing that's really, really cool, all right? Everybody, oh, by the way, everybody still gets the angel cards, and everybody still gets a 2-month bonus after their year is up, which is really great. So you really, in essence, get 14 months instead of 12. But guess what? This is the next thing that's really cool. I've been toying with the idea. My diamonds know this because they've been hearing, they got the preview training of it, and now I'm going to offer it to everyone, the Divine Client Attraction offering. And, I mentioned earlier that we did the 4-in-4 challenge, and a lot of that's going to be included in the new training, which is really great because they've been getting clients. They're really loving it. We had some really good feedback from them. I got some great feedback on what would make it better, what would make it more effective, et cetera. So I decided I'm going to offer to my list in after Mercury comes out of retrograde. Mercury goes retrograde on October 4. So I'm going to do a late October, early November launch to my list for the Divine Client Attraction program that is completely revamped and completely redone. So I've decided that the people who've decided they want to be in the Divine Client, the Divine Business Club can get a seat completely free to the Divine Client Attraction program. Well, you got to know, that's like uber juicy. But here's the one thing. Here's the but. You have to pay in full, number one. Number two, I'm only giving 10 of these spots up, right? So the first 10 of you who get it, you get the seat in the Divine Client Attraction program. It's a juicy program, I will say, because you're going to really get clear about your client, who they are, where they are, how to get in front of them, what is this process that you do when you get your clients to come in the door, et cetera. It's, you know, there are a lot of nuances. I went into a bit of it, but I can't go into all of it. You just can't. It's too much. It's too big. And these processes that you go through to get your clients really are, you know, there are systems, and it takes a little bit of time to implement and integrate and set your systems up so that you are really bringing people in to your world in a powerful way. You're being in front of them on a regular basis. You are seeing who they are. You're being able to define who's your ideal client, you know, who's your target market, et cetera. So I know that we're talking about the Divine Client Attraction program in November, and I get it, but I just want to let you know that that's a juicy, juicy bonus, and I wasn't even going to offer it. But, you know, when the Divine speaks, you know, you listen. So for the first 10, and some of you have already signed up, so there aren't fully 10 spots, I just want you to know. But you get in, and I could just say if we get a couple extra beyond that, I will probably, you know, let you do it. But you don't want to wait on this one, okay? So if you are ready to do that, you want to go to Divine Business Club, go sign up, pay in full. The pay in full price is $344 or $347. I don't remember what it is, but $347, I think. That's still $100 off the, you know, if you pay monthly, right? But it's a pay in full. Because if I'm offering the class, I would like for it to have been paid for by the time, you know, that you would have been in the class. All right, so fair enough to me and fair to you. That's a lot. So for the full year in the Divine Business Club, you're going to get a whole 14 months, right? The Angel Cards, the Divine Client Attraction Kit, and the Divine Client Program, Client Attraction Program. That is a juicy, juicy no-brainer, all right? Those of you who don't care about the Divine Client Attraction Program and you just want to be in the Divine Business Club, great. You're still going to get 2 calls a month. You're going to get the Angel Cards. You'll get the Divine Client Attraction Kit, and you're going to get the 2 months bonus after your year is up. So, boom. Still lots and lots of juicy, juicy benefits from being in there. And I want to tell you, some of you guys, oh, by the way, that's only until October 1, and then I'm pulling the Divine Client Attraction Kit from that. So, here's the thing. The topics that we've covered over the last year in the Divine Business Club are things like the Divine Client Attraction, divine follow-up, your divine connections, like the people that you meet and how do you connect with them, your divine systems, your intuition, your divine referral system, your divine target market, how to build your divine list, how to get strategy sessions and what to say in a strategy session, your divine signature system, as well as a number of other things. We've covered a lot of really good stuff. Now, just so you know, we're going to keep covering really good stuff in the business club, right? But I want to give you a sense of what has been covered this past year and a half that we've been open. We've been doing this. It's a lot of really good stuff. So if you are wondering how to build your business and you want some more support, you want some connections with like-minded people, which is way fun. That's a great group of people. And you want to really understand better how to build your business in a structured, systemized way. And you want to see how it's done. You like the tapping. You like the tapping calls. We've got 1 tapping call a month, which is pretty great. You get to, you know, tap with me live. You'll want to be in the club, okay? All right, divinebusinessclub.com is where you'll find that information. It's where you sign up. Okay, going back to the call. Going back to Tap Into Your Divine Business, we are going to Darby. Hey, Darby, you are in the Divine
Business. Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm so thrilled to be here because, listen, I'm in the Divine Business Club, and I just want to say to all of you, if you're on the fence, let me say this. I am really working my business, and I'm not always on the calls. But when I get on the calls, they're always just what I needed to hear. And I'm doing this call because I wanted to get some one-on-one tapping today, so I divinely knew that I was going to get called.
Oh,
so
she had her fingers fingers on the star too, didn't you? That's so great. That's so great. And thank you for that. And no, I didn't stick her in there to, you know, plug it.
No, she didn't. She didn't. So,
but thank you for saying that. Yeah.
You're so welcome. You know, I wouldn't say it if it wasn't the truth.
I know
for
that.
So
what do you want to tap on today? What's going on in your world?
So what's going on in my world is I've been really, really focusing in on marketing, and as a result, I'm getting results. And, I mean, just in the last 2 weeks, I have found myself now booked. I have a speaking gig on the 5th. I have another one on the 10th and 11th, and one on the 18th of October.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Girl.
And right now, I'm kind of going, woo, wow, right?
Yeah.
I got all this going on, you know, all at one time. And one of them, they said, what do you speak on? And I told them, turn your ordinary into extraordinary. And they go, yes, that's the one we want you to speak on. Okay, great. So I can speak on that. Here's where I'm at. And I think that I've done so much work in the past, all of the kind of stuff that you're supposed to do in marketing, with lots and lots of follow-up, and sometimes not getting the kind of result that I was expecting. Not to say I didn't get results, because I realized sometimes my expectations were maybe far beyond what I should have been expecting. So I'm, you know, coming into that space. But right now, with all of these coming up, I just want to make sure I'm in a space where, you know, I go ahead, I do the follow-up, I'm okay with it, whatever the results of. In other words, that I be detached in some ways from the results. Not that I don't have an expectation and I don't have goals, but that I'm detached. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. There's a big difference
between
setting an intention and then being attached to an outcome.
Right,
and you're
right.
Talking about the difference between those, like not being attached to the outcome and holding that space,
right,
for this to occur.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah. So let me ask you a question about this. With your follow-up, what are the results that you are expecting? And, like, because some of it might just be sort of like getting a clue, right? Like, this is how people are, this is what it is like, and okay, got it, my expectations may be a little high.
Yeah.
So tell me first what you're expecting, and it's okay to just be real, right?
Of course.
When you follow up with someone, give me a scenario.
Okay.
Of what that looks like.
So typically, I'll have their name and information, and as much as possible, I try to write something on either the back of the card, or if they're signing up for something that I'm offering, like free, like strategy sessions. As soon as I get home, I kind of go through those names and think through, okay, something about that person so I can jot that down.
Right.
Then I start making my follow-up calls and having the conversation with them, or trying to get them scheduled, which sometimes can be quite a task.
Yes.
But then when I get them scheduled, you know, have the session with them, and my expectation used to be that because I was calling them and they got on my list, it used to be that, you know, they wanted it. Well, I recognize that people don't always want it. And I get that now. And and I've also learned how to work with various objections in that, and I recognize that there's people I've bought on, you know, I've worked with their objections and they work with me. They're clients, so they've been clients of mine. So I get all of that. But where I'm at right now is I just want to make sure that there's none of that left over of, because I went through a period of I'm doing all of this work, I've laid out all of this money, and these are the results, right?
Yeah.
Like the results aren't enough. Like, you know, I ended up with 3 clients.
Right. Okay. Let's
just
stop. Yeah. I've laid out all this money. Hang on. I'm going to check this.
Money, the time, the energy.
Energy.
You
these
know.
Are the reasons.
Yeah, you know, that I laid out the money, the time, the energy, the prayer, the, you know, everything that I can bring to the table.
Yes.
The follow-up. I can't, you know, it's like I can't even say, well, you were lazy, you didn't follow up. I can't say that because that's
right.
not the truth.
I get
so it. So with all of that, and it's like I know I need to do all of that again, right?
Yeah. And again,
so
like,
I want to make sure that I continue to keep doing it and doing it, doing it. Be detached from, you know, the result, if you will. So, for example, doing the stuff that I've been doing and just doing it and just really having fun with it. And here are some of the results that have happened. I've got these opportunities that come up,
right?
And not be so bound by, I need to get, but I need more clients and I need more speaking gigs and, you know, I'm doing all of this. You know, I don't want to be in that energy. I don't think I am, but I want to make sure there's nothing left of that.
Right. Okay. So go to your sore spot or your karate chop.
Okay.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my word.
I have laid out all of this money.
I have laid out all of this money.
Spent all of this time.
And all of this time.
And all of this energy.
And all of this energy.
Three clients?
I didn't hear you.
For three clients?
For three clients?
What?
What?
I have done everything that I know to do.
I have done everything that I know to do.
I have prayed.
I have prayed.
Spent money.
Spent money.
Have followed up.
Have followed up.
Done everything I know to do.
Done everything I know to do.
And I still have not had the results I want.
And I still have not had the results I want.
I wonder. Yeah. Just
I wonder.
Wonder if maybe.
I wonder if maybe.
This is what it looks like in the beginning.
This is what it looks like in the beginning.
Though I'm not quite at the beginning of my business.
Though I'm not quite at the beginning of my business.
Maybe there's a lot of beating the bushes.
Maybe there's a lot more beating the bushes.
Than I thought there was.
Than I thought there was.
Maybe I need to be really targeted with who I spend time on the phone with.
Maybe I need to be really targeted with who I spend time with on the phone with follow-up.
Maybe sometimes doing the follow-up that I've been doing.
Maybe sometimes doing the follow-up I've been doing.
Is what helps me get targeted.
Is what helps me get targeted.
Because I can't get that way unless I go through what I've been through.
Because I can't get that way unless I've been through what I'm going through.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I'm not desperate.
I'm not desperate.
I do want clients.
I do want clients.
I really want clients.
I really want clients.
Because I know I can help them.
Because I know I can help them.
So maybe I just learn how to tweak my system a little bit better.
So maybe I learn how to tweak my system a little bit better.
Maybe I look at where it is actually breaking down.
Maybe I look at where it is actually breaking down.
And fix those little spots.
And fix those little spots.
Maybe I need to learn what to say a little better.
Maybe I need to learn what to say a little better.
Maybe I need to learn that I have to warm them up a little more.
Maybe I need to learn I have to warm them up a little more.
Maybe I just need to learn that it's okay the way it is.
And maybe I just need to learn that it's okay the way it is.
Because I'm building my platform.
Because I'm building my platform.
My reputation.
My reputation.
And I am connecting with a lot of really cool people.
And I am connecting with a lot of really cool people.
Maybe as I shift my own energy.
Maybe as I shift my own energy.
More people start to come.
More people start to come.
I want better results.
I want better results.
And I believe I can create better results.
And I believe I can create better results.
So it's just about looking at what is not working. What part of the system that is not working? And tweak that. Okay, nice deep breath. Tell me what worked for you out of that tapping and what...
Just tweaking, you know, the tweaking, knowing that this is, you know, this is just part of the process, and the tweaking, that really worked, and the building the platform.
Yes.
That really worked, because really that's, I felt, wow, okay.
No, it's really true, because when we forget that that's really what we're doing. We're building our reputation. We're building our platform. We're building our energy bubble, if you will, for our business. And a lot of this is about us expanding that energy bubble of our business, and which draws more people in. And yes, you can do, you know, you can do some energy connections with people before you meet them, before you get on the call with them.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely do some energy connections with them. It's very powerful to do that.
Okay. But, yeah, that...
And,
that really
wait, one more little thing. Sorry. And this is just downloaded as I was sitting here. And praying while you're on the conversation with them.
Yes.
The right words. Praying that you'll hear what it is they're looking for and seeing if it's a fit, right? Because not always is it a fit.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that. Mm-hmm. However, being able to hear what it is that they're looking for that you can help them with. That's a big one, guys. Everybody who's on this call, that's like a piece of gold. Because when you're present with someone and you're listening to them, everything changes.
Yeah. So the other thing that really resonated with me was about all of this was really finding out, you know, who the right people are, because that's really true, because there have been many conversations where I got off the phone and thought to myself, that's not somebody that I would have wanted to work with.
Exactly.
Right? But somehow in my mind I'm thinking, gee, I should have gotten them, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and you'll be spending a lot of time with people that are not the right people. That just sort of like what Bridget was saying earlier about, you know, working with someone, well, how do I get them to commit to the process? Well, it's actually finding the right people, because the right people will commit to the process.
Right.
And sometimes you're just casting a wide net and seeing that some are just going to swim out because they're not the right ones. You know, they're too little for the net or whatever. You know, I'm bad analogy. I'm not a fish person or fish. But you know what
I
mean.
Yeah,
I
do.
Okay.
Well,
right.
And you know what? You mentioned something else. You mentioned about the Mercury retrograde, and when you said that, I literally almost had like a panic thing happen, and I think part of that is because I've had all of these issues with my computer. I bought a new computer, then there was issues, and it's like been technology, you know, darkness, right? And then you mentioned a retrograde, and I'm going, oops, that's the weekend of one of my events. Mm. And so I need to, and you may do something with the whole group on this later, I don't know. But I really need to make sure I don't get in my head that more crazy is going to happen, because we're getting ready to go into Mercury retrograde.
I should do a tapping for people on that.
Yeah.
But it can actually be a really powerful time to just get a lot of things cleared up and organized and in place, all of that. It's actually really great. It's like, I don't know, I just I like Mercury retrograde most of the time. This year it was on my birthday. I was like, wait a minute, dude. Anyway, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Darby. All right. So we have Joanne. Hello, Joanne.
It's Joanna.
Joanna, I'm so sorry. Joanna, hello. Yes. So tell me what's going on with you.
So I have actually a two-part business, but either way, I've had it for almost 11 years, and it has these highs and lows, and it's just, you know, it's the whole roller coaster thing. And it doesn't seem they make any changes, but all of a sudden it slows down to sometimes a screeching halt. And then I feel like I have to redo everything from the beginning, reinvent myself, reinvent, you know, other things, and it's just frustrating.
What is the work you do?
I do sports nutrition. I do nutrition coaching, and I work a lot with athletes. And then I also do energy work with a new modality called the Path to Heal. So it's kind of two parts. Right now they're still separate. But, you know, my primary focus is the sports nutrition. I'm working with athletes and working with people to help get rid of their symptoms by changing what they're eating and making that connection between their symptoms and what they eat.
Okay, great. So why do you think that is, that there's that much of a roller coaster, if you will?
I really don't know, and I've done the past sessions constantly, and it's almost like it's ingrained in my system that I desire lack instead of abundance. And so I create these patterns where everything's going great, and then I think, oh, I need a break. I need to, you know, come up for air, and then I get these, you know, these pockets. And then the pockets sometimes last a week, and sometimes they last 2 or 3, or sometimes it's only a day. But I don't know if it's a fear of the steady work and being steady or what it is, but it's almost like I almost have to test the universe every couple months to see if they'll help me out in this bind.
I love that.
And so I create the bind. I create the pocket so that I need to, like, really focus on the other side.
To focus on what?
To focus on spiritual or divine assistance. So when everything's humming along great, everything's humming along great. And I don't do anything differently, but, you know, it goes from humming along just great to all of a sudden it's nothing. And then I have to go and try to figure out how to fix it.
Okay. All right. So good. So my short answer is, my sense is there are not some systems in place for keeping it consistent, and maybe the structure of the business itself hasn't set itself up so that there's a consistent flow of potential clients coming in, and, you know, and conversations where you have people coming in, and maybe, I don't know how your structure is, but most of the time that's usually what's going on. There's you know, the feast or famine experience for a lot of business owners ends up being that they do a lot of work, they get the business coming in, and then they kind of relax into it, right? But then it's not a longer term, so it's like there's a book called Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty, right? With sort of the same concept. Yeah.
Right.
So all right. So let's do some tapping around that. So tell me what you think. I know that you said it may be there's a fear of steady work, or I'm testing the universe to get some divine assistance. What else do you think it might be that would be causing this energetically, that you haven't really set yourself up for there to be a consistent steady flow of income? Is there a concern there? Is there a fear there? Is that, like, you know, or
I mean, a fear with the business being successful?
No, not really. I don't get that sense from you. I think more it's about it might get boring. That might be a little bit more along. I mean, this is me intuitively now, so just, you know, toss it out if I'm off. But maybe that there's a part of you that likes the challenge, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You like to see if I can do it, you know, kind of thing. There's and that could be, that's just my intuition coming up. I could be wrong. So see if there is something there with that. I like the challenge that, you know, that it's kind of fun to see, you know, how far against the wall I can get before I pull it out. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, part of me likes the challenge and coming up with new things and having new offerings, but more of me hates having to be ducked up against the wall and having to pull it out of my ass, basically.
Right.
When the gun's pointing at your head, you know?
Yeah. Okay, good. So let's go to your sore spot or your karate chop. I really hate having to pull it out of my ass.
I really hate to pull it out of my ass.
But I really like knowing that I did.
But I really like knowing that I did, yeah.
I like knowing that I was able to do that again.
I like knowing that I could do that again.
Because
I'm really good at it.
But I don't want the drama anymore. I wonder if there's a way for me to have some of the excitement.
I wonder if there's a way I can have some of the excitement.
But you can just start tapping now, by the way. If I can have some of the excitement without the drama.
If I can have some of the excitement without the drama.
What if I can have an exciting business?
What if I can have an exciting business?
Without the drama of money.
Without the drama of money.
I wonder if I can have excitement.
I wonder if I can have excitement.
And no drama.
And no drama.
That would be kind of fun.
That would be kind of fun.
That actually is what I want. Is
That's
that true, by the way?
That's actually what I want. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. You hit it right on the nose. Like, as soon as you said that, it was just like, oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So I wonder what that would look like.
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 I may not know in this moment.
I may not know in this moment.
But I'm definitely interested in figuring it out.
But I'm definitely interested in figuring it out.
Because the way I've been creating excitement.
Because the way I've been creating excitement.
Is not something I want to keep doing.
It's not something I want to keep doing.
I actually want to do it differently.
I actually want to do it differently.
And I think I can.
And I think I can.
So I'm
no,
going
I know I can.
Okay,
I know
yeah,
I can.
I can. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know I can. There's no thinking here. I know I can.
Yeah. So I'm going to start looking for ways to do it differently.
I'm going to start looking for ways to do it differently.
Yeah. I'm going to give myself permission to have excitement in my business.
I'm going to give myself permission to have excitement in my business.
Without the drama.
Without the drama.
That sounds like fun.
That sounds like fun. And that is what I want, is I want fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to look for, and that's what I'm going to create.
That's what I'm going to look for, and that's what I'm going to create.
Nice. Okay, nice deep breath. Let's check in with you for a second. I know we're a little over time, guys. We have a couple more people with their hands raised.
Right.
But I'll at least get to one of them. So how does that feel for you, Joanna?
It feels a little less burdensome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's not like everything, right? And there's more stuff in there. I get it, you know, because we're all multi-layered.
I do Posse Heal sessions on it all the time, so it's not like, you know, it's like I need some other things to kind of, you know, change it
yeah.
up a bit too.
But I think that's a good starting place for you, just to start looking at how can I create my business so that I have that consistent income and excitement, so I don't have the money drama, because the money drama is, excuse me, the money drama is, you know, hard to go through.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really great. All right. Okay. Let's see if we can get one more here. Connecticut, Farmington, Connecticut.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who is this?
Adele.
Adele. Hello, Adele.
How are you? Can you hear me?
I can right now.
Is it going in and out? Is it better now?
Yeah, just talk. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm out there, and people, you know, are, you know, I'm doing talks, and basically people are signing up that they want to either, I'm just offering like a 20-minute just, you know, kind of like a discussion of what's kind of going on. And then I'm also offering, you know, an initial consultation at a discounted rate.
Uh-huh.
And so people have signed up and so forth. And then, so I'm really excited about that. And then when I'm calling them, and this is kind of like not the norm, and so I, you know, I'm like kind of away from it a bit, but I call them up and, you know, I've had to leave messages, you know, I'm calling just to set up the time and so forth. And then I'm not hearing back from them.
No.
And so I'm not knowing whether to just say, okay. I mean, I'll call them back again. And then I don't, if, then I'll just feel like, okay, they're just not interested and just kind of go on. But it just is almost like happening more so. And
yes.
So I just really want to kind of know what to do with that. And also I moved, so my office is in a different place, which is further away from where I am now, and people have to like kind of cross the river, and so a lot of people don't want to do that. So I'm in the process of finding space, but in the meantime I have people now that have signed up, and so so that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, let me ask you this. When you say they're signed up, what are they signed up for?
Like, okay, so a few have signed up for like for me to just phone call, just kind of seeing what their question is, what's going on, and so forth.
Okay.
In the hopes of then just signing them up, you know, to really have an initial consultation and really kind of get into them working, you know, then signing up to work with me.
Okay. So let me just see if I understand. You meet them at an event or
right.
Them out. Okay, you invite them to have a conversation with you.
They can either, I have it like two ways. I never used to do this, and maybe it's not a good idea, but I have two. I have a sign-up where they can get an initial consultation, and I discount it just that day only.
Okay.
And then I have another one where they may have a question, because I figure if people are a little apprehensive to sign that, if they ask the question and I know I talk to them, I really feel like, okay, I can really – I think that they'll really want to sign up for the initial.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And the second one is the one that people aren't showing up for the calls, right? And you call and you follow
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm calling up for like just for the call and nobody is.
Okay.
I mean, they're
good.
I've just left a message.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of help with that.
Perfect.
So one thing is when they sign up for the call, you ask them what is the one thing you want help with, or what is the big, you know, what is your big burning question about blank, whatever it is.
Okay.
So when you then remind them of the call, whether it's by email or whatever, I mean, I do time trade, so time trade sends it out, but I also have my assistant, Louisa, send out another reminder. So when they get another reminder, they get reminded of what we're going to cover. So it's like re-enrolling them in showing up, because frankly, people go to events, they sign up for stuff, and then they're out of the moment, and they're like, I'm busy, I don't want to do it.
Now, how would I do that as far as they're doing a sign-up sheet? You know, there's people that...
No, you add an extra line where they can fill that out.
Oh, okay, and that would be okay, like if other people might be looking at that?
Or you could have individual sheets where they have to drop it into a, you know, a container where you're going to draw a prize. That could be, you know, that could also be.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, so, or you can, and this will be, it's more time consuming. You could have a conversation with them briefly and say, listen, tell me, and you write it down, or you have your assistant write it down, whatever.
Okay.
But you're going to capture that information, because that information is what's going to have them get on the phone with you. A higher percentage of them will get on the phone. You know, people just forget. They're like, I don't want her calling me. Why did I sign up for that? That's crazy.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then, so, and, do you get their email addresses also when you do this?
You know what? I tend not to.
Please do.
Some of them put it down.
Well, ask them.
I always get their phone number, but I don't. Okay, so their email, then I could follow up with email. I see what you're saying, definitely.
With Keep In Touch Marketing, if they've given you an issue, then you can just write your articles around that issue at some point, and then they'll open the email. And, you know, I mean, yes, you're going to have unsubscribes, all of that, of course.
Right.
But if you're offering something at the event where you give them a gift,
okay,
you know, a prize, someone wins it, then, you know, everyone else is going to get my complimentary subscription to blah, 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 right?
Then okay.
Know that they're going to be getting, they're going to hear from you. So you end up having Keep In Touch Marketing, which is actually equally as important, if not more so.
And that's where I really, that's where I have just been so negligent about right from day
one. Get in
the
business club. What are you doing? Get in the business club, please. Seriously.
Because that is the main, because I say, like, you know, like really all of my clients that I have, I mean, like basically clients that, you know, I mean, I just loved my clients, you know. And so they were like perfect people to keep on doing things with. I wouldn't even have to go out there looking, and I just did not do that.
Yeah,
that is my big issue.
Yay.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you for bringing that up, because that
is
a bigger
welcome.
Issue than my question.
All right. So instead of tapping, on this,
okay.
I want you to just get that following up is an ongoing process. And the Keep In Touch Marketing is going to help them want to stay in touch with you. It
right.
will help you continue to show up with them as the expert that you are. And that then provides them with getting to know, like, and trust you. And guess what? Then they show up for the calls. So it's some of it is just they just haven't gotten to know you well enough. And they, you know, they signed up for something, and then they're like, you know. It happens. It happens to all
right,
of us.
Right, right. And so how would I actually, like, clients that I had before, get back in touch with them to just, you know, it's been on my mind so much. I just need to get something out to all of my previous clients.
Send them an email. Send them an email or pick up the phone and call them and connect with them. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Okay. All right, everyone. Listen. Hold on. I did. All right. Let me do that again. Nice deep breath. This has been incredibly powerful. I am so incredibly grateful that you, each one of you, have shown up for the call. And those of you who have come week after week, really powerful, showing up, seriously. That makes a difference in your business. When you show up, you show up, you know? So everyone, nice deep breath. We're going to say a blessing. And before I do, just a reminder, Divine Business Club, you guys, I've already shared what you're going to get. You all know what you're going to get. It's a lot of value. It's a lot of good stuff. Divine Client Attraction, for those of you who are going to sign up for the Pay in Full, that's a really juicy, juicy, juicy bonus. So, divinebusinessclub.com. All right. Nice deep breath. You are here to bring your sacred gifts to the world. You are here to be that divine light to those around you, to those who are looking for what you have to offer. Knowing that you are here to follow that divine calling that is on your heart, to share your gifts with the world, to share your healing, your knowledge, your talents, your sacred gifts with those around you. That is what you are here to do. The way is also there for you to do it. If it is in your heart, the way is also there. The opportunities are presented for you. When you ask for the help is always provided, always. Sometimes you have to say yes to it, and that's fine. Your clients will do the same. They'll be asking for help, and you show up, and they have to say yes. Know this to be true. Know that you are here to share your gifts, your light with the world, and the world is hungry for it. It is looking for it. Take that with you. Share it with the world. Share your light unabashedly, unafraid. Go get your divine on, everyone. We will see you in the Facebook forum. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to turn it on indirect.
1-8-5-4.
Thank you,
Ann.
Thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.